Welcome to the In Conversation with Expo Stars podcast. I am Lee Ali, founder and MD of Expo Stars Interactive, an award-winning global live marketing and exhibition engagement agency. This is a podcast about leading the way in the live marketing industry and in business. In every episode, we speak to people around the world who do absolutely amazing work. You'll find an eclectic mix of stories and valuable insights on audience engagement, sales and marketing, mindset and well-being, business growth, and much more. We've been active in the live marketing industry for well over a decade now, and over that time, we've been very fortunate and privileged to have met and worked with a diverse range of inspiring business people. We ask them thought-provoking questions and share with you their valuable insights. We want to inspire you to transform your live marketing, engage your audience, grow your business, and enjoy the process. Happy listening. Hello, everyone. Welcome to podcast number 8 of In Conversation with Expo Stars. I'm your host, Lee Ali, founder and managing director of Expo Stars. Today, we're going to be talking about data capture and how you can actually manipulate or use the data to get better engagement after the event. In the previous podcast, we've talked about engagement. And the thing with exhibitions is that once you've done the engagement and once you've completed the exhibition, the only tangible thing that you have left is the data that you collect, whether it's the business cards or the scans. But all the exhibition stands go, okay, the carpets go. Your flowers and everything, they actually leave the exhibition. So the only thing that you're left with are the actual business cards and data that you have. So it's imperative that you actually have a strategy to actually be able to do something with that data after the event. And joining me today, we have Michelle Harmon, Director of Sales for Captello, a data capture company. And we're going to be discussing how you can actually collect the data in the right way and how to actually use it after the event so that you can optimize your return on investment from exhibitions. Hi, Michelle. Welcome to the podcast. And thank you very much for joining us today.
Hi, Lee. Thanks for having me.
Excellent. Now, we've been talking for the past 12 months or so, and it seems that obviously you started your trajectory career along the same time as I actually started Expo Stars back in 2007. Is that right?
Yeah, roughly. I don't want to age myself. I've been in the industry a little over 20 years and some change. I'm not ready to go to the 30 mark yet, but I've been around for quite a while, in various roles over the years. So very blessed with the industry and absolutely love it.
Excellent. How did you get started in the industry? What brought you to exhibitions?
Interesting story. Back in the day, I was a hairdresser and owned a hair salon, and eventually got an opportunity to start training in one of the largest hair salons in the United States. From there, I started working events. And then next thing you know, I was hired by a company that was an international company called Schwarzkopf. And I basically ended up exhibiting for them at events around the world, where we were on stage showcasing the latest and greatest hair color and styles. And I was a platform artist and worked those booths to assist the sales team to attract people to use our product. And I fell in love with training and events. It was just like, oh my gosh, I found my home. And meeting new people and traveling was just, the icing on the cake. So from there, I ended up getting a job opportunity with one of the largest distributors in the country. You probably heard of Sally Beauty Supply. And I put on trade shows for them. I did roughly 12 trade shows a year with a staff of 3. And I had to get pretty smart pretty quick. So it forced me to learn how to use technology. And then I fell in love with the event planning process and management and how to basically streamline operations and make my job a little bit easier and more effective. Eventually landing myself in the tech industry, I started becoming a account manager, eventually director of sales and moving my way through a couple of different leading technologies, landing here at Captello, teaching people how to do all the things I've done all these years. But right. It's been a blast.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think, one of the great things about trade shows is that connection with people, isn't it? On both sides of the coin, really. So on the one hand, you're showing a great time to the attendees and engaging them in conversation. But at the same time, I think the industry is full of absolutely fabulous people, isn't it? Working within the organizers and also the service suppliers as well.
Absolutely. You know, it's definitely been the kind of industry where as you get to know people, doors open. And I do think that, we're in a really unique position right now to make some huge strides in the events industry regarding technology.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think the whole pandemic threw us on, threw us for a loop and caused us to rethink things. So here we are today as live events are returning, which is really exciting.
Yeah, that leads me on nicely to my first question. Obviously, we've come through the pandemic, and as we're recording this, we're getting back to some kind of normality with events coming back. As we're coming back, what do you see as the key challenges that exhibitors will now face as they return to live events?
Sure. Well, one of the biggest obvious ones are when events came to a halt, the show organizers had to pivot quite quickly to figure out what they were going to do. Yeah. Because events were being canceled, and they need to still move business forward. They still need to build those communities and keep people engaged. So event organizers very quickly had to find different virtual options, which, of course, we've always had virtual technologies out there, but they really weren't mainstream. They immediately became a necessity and came to the forefront. And so one of the biggest things is event organizers are now using multiple and different technologies to run their events. And as live events return, they're using technologies that allow them to take a live event and make it hybrid or break it up into various different virtual interactive spaces. So exhibitors, though, are challenged with having to catch up with that. How do I participate in all of this that's going on? Because we don't see hybrid going away. We see it being here for a while. So exhibit managers, I think, have to learn, either have to learn all these new technologies or they need to start to reinvent their lead capture process to make sure it's compatible with live, virtual, and hybrid event technologies. So that's it's a complicated thing. It's become more complex. But I do think that exhibitors who are understanding that are learning if they take the right steps, it's actually an opportunity for them. And we'll get to that part.
Absolutely. So you actually see it as more of a exhibitors changing now to a 360-degree process where it's an exhibiting process throughout the year rather than just a one-off over 3 or 4 days?
Yes, absolutely. It's a year-round process. Let's take that and expand it further. Not only is it year-round, it's not just about at events.
Yeah.
Okay. It's also using all of your social media marketing channels, all of your, all of the different webinars you're doing, all of the trainings you're doing. Lead capture can encompass everything you touch. So it really needs to bridge the gap between marketing and sales.
Yeah.
I mean, how many companies right now have a disconnect between what is marketing putting out and what is sales doing to bring in business? They need to work together. And so when we work with a lot of large corporations, we're talking billion-dollar companies that are doing 50 to 100 to 200 events a year. Yeah. And it's a complex mix of events. Some of them are webinars they're putting on. Some of them are webinars or trainings they're participating in. Some are virtual. Some are about to be hybrid and live. And they're saying, okay, well, if we're really going to be effective, then we really need to rethink how we are engaging with those audiences, how we are capturing that data and moving them to the next step in our sales process. And right now that's very disconnected for most exhibiting companies. So by reevaluating and taking that one step back and then rebuilding, they're going to find a much greater return on their investment for everything they do, and be able to take that business to the next step.
I mean, that's a very valid point in actually aligning sales and marketing. We see it quite often in that sometimes they actually book an exhibition and it's actually got no bearing on their strategy at all. And they've actually been told that, you know, the organizer's got a cheap space available and they've actually taken it, but it doesn't actually correlate to their overall sales strategy at all. So yeah, I absolutely agree with you. Agree with you on that 100%. So
it is, and with this, I wanted to interrupt a little bit though, because there's also a couple other challenges. One is attendance is predicted to be a little bit down as live events return in the beginning, but there's an opportunity, and this is a really, really, really big one. The companies that are planning to attend are realizing that the live face-to-face events industry was very valuable to their business. They lost a lot of business by not going to events. So if they're not going to, you know, send as many employees, for example, to the event, who do you think they're going to send? They're going to send their most qualified employees, the people that are the decision makers, the ones that need to rebuild those connections, the ones that are their C-suite, that have the ability to really re-engage again. So if they're going to send their best attendees to those events to get business going again, and exhibitors are going to do the same, they're going to send their best people. Now it's, even though the quantity is less, the quality is higher than it's ever been. So if you have a higher quality attendee, what companies are realizing is every lead is gold. Every person you talk to must be treated with concierge style care. And that is something that is going to be, I think, a huge focus on companies moving forward, is they got to, you know, rethink the way they engage with people, and also, of course, make them comfortable. We're now in this touchless world where people are still a little leery about, you know, handing out swag and taking business cards. We have to make sure that they're comfortable. So they're looking for contactless, touchless solutions, you know, and also want to make sure that it's affordable and easy to implement, you know? So it's, those are some of the things exhibitors we talked to today are, is, how do I make it easy? How do I make it, you know, smooth, a smooth process for my sales team? How do I make it comfortable for the attendee to use, you know, all of those things? And then of course, how do we then multiply those results? So those are the questions we're getting and the challenges they're facing.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I think one of the key challenges that we've seen is that the engagement process is changing, because as I discussed in one of my last podcasts, is that the days of having a massive crowd on the booth, so, you know, having an MC or a presenter actually draw up a crowd of, you know, 100 people, I don't think that's going to be possible anymore. So I think people do need to be much smarter about how they engage people. And I think one of the things it will actually give us is more quality time with the attendees, and actually spend some quality time with them, actually getting to know them, so that you can actually collect much more valuable information rather than just, here's my business card, right?
Absolutely. The quality of the connection you're making and the data you collect because of it is definitely a focus right now.
Okay, great. So tell us a bit more about, you know, you've been obviously in the data capture industry for a while now. How do you actually make data capture more fun rather than just say, can I scan your badge?
How do you make it more fun? Well, we've actually been challenged with that. And I'll tell you, we feel that we've really overcome it and made huge strides. So the first thing I'll say is you really want to give them a reason to stop by and say hello. You know, you want to attract them and make your, you know, we need to stop those days of that serious hard sales pitch, you know, like that's gone. Let's make it educational and engaging. I actually loved your webinar that I saw last week. It was absolutely fantastic. I agree that you can take something as simple as a magic trick, but make it teach a valuable lesson and give them that aha moment. Well, we can do the same with a lot of our platform because, for example, Captello being a universal lead capture solution is also an engagement solution. What I mean by that is we learned that when virtual events came on board, you can't just drop a lead capture form online and think that someone's going to fill it out when there's no, you know, engagement going on in a virtual environment. As an exhibitor, exhibitors are definitely challenged with the sessions are really honestly why people are attending for the educational component. And they're not going over to the exhibitor's booth to do anything. So you need to give them a reason to visit. So what we did is we came up with a hybrid engagement solution that allows people to engage with their brand, do something fun and be excited about giving up their data because there's something in it for them. And on, you know, not only can we deliver educational and engaging and fun branded games to increase their brand awareness, but exhibitors are getting really, really creative with how they use them. For example, you can build out a lead capture game that's going to educate them on your product, that's going to make it fun for them to earn points and rewards. It's going to automatically deliver prizes and then automatically do your post-show follow-up for you. Now, if you tie all of that together, along with capturing those key data points you need in order to take them to the next step in the sales cycle and then integrate that with your sales process, it's a home run, you know? So that's really where we have a lot of fun with, you know, breaking down a company's goals. So we'll look at what are your primary goals for exhibiting. Usually a company's going to have two or three main objectives and goals they want to measure. They might want to measure brand engagement. Well, brand engagement, sure, let's do something really, really fun and engaging with your brand around it. If you're looking for something that is educational, then of course we can do that and you know, the more points they earn, put them on a leaderboard, make it competitive, they have a chance to win some big prize. But you can even take it a step further and you can incorporate that into a hybrid situation. So for example, you may have an audience that is in your booth learning about a product or service, but also a virtual audience that's learning as well. Why not engage both of them at the exact same time with something fun and educational? Actually, can I show you a couple examples?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. That would be really great.
Awesome. All right. So I will share my screen. Okay. So Captello has a library of about 40 some different games that can all be customized and branded for a company. For example, if somebody were to implement trivia, which is ideal for sessions and trainings, you know, I could be doing a presentation just like this, and I can go ahead and show them a QR code where they could play along and play trivia, and everybody would be able to play the game. Here's an example of one where their logo is branded, and everybody would be able to play it on their phones and devices and, you know, answer questions in order to win, win points. So here it's going through saying, you know, what do we integrate with everything? Let's see, Captello titles include, well, everything but Donkey Kong. I thought we were talking about adding that. What is not a goal of gamification? Boredom. You know, gamification is shown in, you know, so this is an educational component, right? How can gamification increase engagement? Our libraries can be customized, deployed, all the above, but you get the idea. When they're all done, they're going to be given a score and it could go to a leaderboard if you'd like, or say, hey, you reach 200 or more points, you get a gift card and we'll automatically deliver that gift card, which is really cool too.
I love it. So you're educating people. You're getting that engagement, you're giving something away, and you're making it interactive as well. And yeah, it looks absolutely fabulous. I love the educational part where, let's say, for example, you're doing a presentation, and at the end of the presentation, you can actually use it and make sure that people have actually been listening.
Exactly.
Yeah. So how many times have been on Zoom and people, I mean, that's the key difference between live events and virtual events, isn't it? Because at live events, you can actually control the crowd and you can see their reactions. But with virtual events, people can actually shut the camera down and they could be doing anything. So I think you need you need that interactivity, and you need to give them positive reasons to actually keep engaged with the presentation, because they know at the end of it, if there's a quiz and they've got a chance to win something, then obviously they'll be much more engaged. So I love that.
You bring up a point though, as I say, not only when someone wins something, it actually creates a different brand connection with them. Yeah. And your follow-up, we've learned that a person is three times more likely to take the follow-up call if they want something from you. Okay.
Wow.
So it is a huge, huge benefit to do something that is rewarding attendees for engaging with you. And also, or branded memories. For example, now exhibitors are getting really smart these days. They realize that virtual event organizers are trying to increase engagement at their event.
Yeah.
So exhibitors are offering to I would like to be a sponsor and bring my own sponsorship. How about I help you increase the size of your audience by bringing a photo booth, or I'll bring a game and offer prizes with the leaderboard. And they're bringing that sponsorship to the event organizer in a form of gamification. You embed that into a virtual environment. Guess who's going to get the most leads captured?
Yeah.
That exhibitor. So photo booths have been great. Swipe is like a product knowledge kind of game where you can educate them on your products and services, which is fantastic. So, you know, there's a lot of different ways you can reward people and engage them with your brand, or you can simply just do some fun things. You know, we have a ton of different options for fun, but honestly, it's really about, connecting with them. So for example, we have engagement games where the goal of the company might be branding, and what they'll do is, you know, we talked about, there's sort of a process with planning for a show. As an exhibitor, you might buy a booth, but it's your job to bring the attendees to that booth. Well, what if you were to use a game prior to the event for your email campaigns, social media campaigns, and encourage people to come to the booth? So do something fun and social. Let them engage with your brand. You can expand your brand engagement, take it to the event, and continue it after the event, and have a big contest and form teams and see who gets the most prizes and make it super competitive. So there's a lot of opportunities, to make data capture fun. And honestly, they'll give up their data if there's something in it for them,
Absolutely. So. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's always the key, isn't it? It's what's in it for me. Why should I give up my data? And if it's, something really engaging, then it does work. And, we've seen it in real exhibitions and it's a great way to combine both virtual and live event data capture as well. So my next question to you is, how does data capture differ between live events and virtual events? I mean, is there something that is more, it's better in virtual or in live, or what are the fundamental differences that you think companies need to consider when looking at, different ways of capturing data?
The first thing I'll tell them is it's technically very different.
Yeah.
But concept is all feeding to the same goals. So what we try to say to an exhibitor is, let's first break down what your key goals are. I said, is it branding? Is it lead capture? Is it personalized meetings? Is it you know, quality over quantity, you know, what are your goals? Yeah. And what do you plan to measure at the end of the event to determine if it was successful?
Yeah.
Once we know that, then technically your implementation may be a bit different or your approach.
Yeah.
So for example, if your company is speaking at an event, then your focus is going to be primarily around how to make your content, your educational content, engaging and yeah. meaningful to them yeah. so that they're a part of that, you know, audience participation that's going on. So technically you're going to have a different implementation. If they say it's going to be a hybrid event, then you want to make sure that that engagement can be delivered in a hybrid fashion. So for example, you might drop a QR code into your presentation and make sure the presentation is being viewed in the room and online. And so everyone can use their smartphone from both yeah. areas in order yeah. to engage. But what's great about you is you built that engagement once and you funneled from both mediums yeah. into one yeah. place.
Yeah.
That's a true hybrid experience. Whereas there's other things like branding, like I said, you can do social media, you know, outreach with it, email outreach, a sponsorship, things like that. And in the virtual environment, what's different is you need to give them a reason to come to your booth. So you're going to have to incorporate, usually if you're going to bring a game into your virtual booth, which a lot of exhibitors are actually bringing their own virtual booths now, and yeah. then they put their lead capture games inside of that.
Yeah.
But what they're doing is they're then getting involved with the event organizer for some pre-show campaigns, and as well as reaching out to the existing clients, asking them to bring a friend, all of that. Now, in the live booth, your implementation, there's a couple things we noticed that are very different. With events right now, people don't want to necessarily touch as much.
Yeah.
And typically, you would set up a kiosk where somebody would walk up to the kiosk, play the game, and then maybe up in front, there's a big leaderboard, right? And yeah. everyone can yeah. see the leaderboard. Well, you can certainly still have a couple kiosks for people to come up and play, but for the people not comfortable, why yeah. not have right next to the kiosk or above it or on the signage around it, a QR code? And then yeah. people can scan it and you can have, you know, 10 people scan the QR code and be walking down the aisle and play the game and still get their name on the leaderboard, even if they got distracted and had to walk away. Or putting bag stuffers in the QR code and they can play the game on their own leisure and then come by the booth and see how they did or yeah. participate in the drawing. But finding other ways, you know, to engage them live and virtual, it's different implementation, but the same end result. And same it's all result. Driven yeah. by the goal.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
What do you plan to measure?
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And the example that you just gave of actually engaging people, even away from the booth that they've just visited, I think that's a really smart idea. And I think, you know, definitely something that exhibitors should be considering is how can you get in front of them when they're not in front of you?
Exactly. And the thing is, you know, show organizers are also trying to figure this puzzle out, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So what's really cool is show organizers can offer our gaming solutions to exhibitors, and yeah. the show organizer can actually tie them all together. So yeah. now imagine this. Say they have 10 exhibitors, each having their own game. Attendees can go and participate in all of those games, and all their results feed to a master leaderboard.
Yeah.
And then the master leaderboard at their closing session would then reveal who the top winners are that win prizes from sponsors. Now, yeah. how cool is that? Attendees now are going to stay to the end. They're going to yeah. participate in all the things.
Yeah.
Your sponsors get a higher ROI. Your attendees yeah. get a better experience.
Yeah.
And then, of course, if you're, you know, offering prizes and solutions for the virtual audience as well, you can deliver all that virtually and there's zero fulfillment. It's going to all be automated. So yeah. it makes it super easy.
Yeah, I think all the stakeholders in that situation win, don't they? Because everybody gets what they're looking for, because the organizers get the audience to stay till the end. The exhibitors get more data and more interaction. So yeah, it's a fantastic way of everybody in the exhibiting process coming together and creating a great experience. Brilliant. So obviously there's data capture. It's a huge industry, and you know, when exhibitors go to an exhibition, they're faced with a multitude of choices. I mean, there's so many data capture companies out there. The organizers offer their own data capture tools. So what are the key things that an exhibitor needs to consider when actually choosing a partner to help capture data for them?
Sure. Well, you know, we talked about the fact that events are different now. And yeah. As Henry Ford said, if you keep doing what you always did, you always get what you always got.
Absolutely, yeah.
Right now, exhibitors need to truly take a look at how they can improve their processes. Yeah. It is never a matter of money. It's so funny. You know, we're a universal lead capture solution, and we believe that exhibitors should own their own process and take it with them everywhere they go. If you have to learn a different scanning device or share things and, you know, be limited by what is being provided to you at every single show, there's a big disconnect in your process. You don't own it. And that is actually going to, one, you're not going to be able to deliver concierge style care to every lead.
Yeah.
Two, there's going to be a disconnect between your sales and marketing team, and your post-show follow-up will fall through the cracks.
Yeah.
You know, and three, you aren't going to be able to measure event to event your success and be able to set key metrics that drive business forward. Yeah. So if those things are missing, you know, then you really need to consider reinventing your lead capture process. Now, going on the process of choosing what universal lead capture solution you might use. Well, first, let's see, do you really need one? If you're exhibiting at just one or two events a year, then honestly, you know, you can capture business cards, you know, and do that. But if you're going to truly be exhibiting, like we work with companies that do 50, 100, 200 events a year, all right? And of course, some that just do 10 or 12. But when you are going to do the same process over and over and over repetitively, you know, stop doing the manual part of that and automate that as much as you can.
Yeah.
Make it as seamless as you can between departments, connect all of your systems. But what you want to look for is a system that works with your systems. You know, a lead capture process that sets up your team allows you to set goals, expectations, and then measure those goals and measure those results. Now, it is going to hold your sales team accountable, though. I'm going to tell you right now, sales teams will be measured on this. And the most successful salespeople that are able to use the solution are going to be the ones that shine. And the other ones may not get to go on that trip next time.
Yeah,
that's okay. Yeah. Yeah. Send your best guys, you know, setting goals and expectations as a company by utilizing a universal lead capture solution. You can measure every show, every month, every quarter, every event, year end, and take away all the manual comparisons.
Yeah.
If you were renting a lead capture solution at every single show, how are you or what are you going to have to go through to create those reports and metrics and measure that?
Yeah.
Honestly. Yeah. You know, I'm going to say there's a lot of time wasted that you could also improve upon, you know, by you having that universal lead capture solution. But, you know, third, renting from every event is going to limit what you can measure and what you can capture. You just it isn't going to be your way. So if you want to, you know, if you want to make it easier and train your entire team, not just the sales team that's working events. Why isn't the company using a lead capture solution for all employees across all departments? Yeah. How many of us are active on LinkedIn, for example? We meet someone new. Why not put them through that same pipeline and move them into the next step?
Yeah.
All of us, even a customer service representative, even an intern, everybody who's in your company has the opportunity to capture a lead, and you can teach them how very easily. So when you consider a lead capture solution, look for efficiencies, improvement, look for connectivity, and look for, can it meet your top objectives and goals and make it easy for you to implement those in every medium in which you participate? You know, digital marketing, email marketing, virtual events, live events, hybrid events, everywhere you go. And if it's flexible enough to meet those needs, then you have an amazing solution to double and triple your results year over year.
Fantastic. Yeah, I totally agree with you there. I mean, every one of us who is involved in a business, okay, we're talking to people and we're discovering new leads all the time. And a thing with exhibitions as well, having worked with previous clients, is that when they collect business cards, they go into the back pocket and you never see them again. So how does the marketing
they end up in your laundry.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So how does the marketing team know how effective their programs were on the exhibit? Okay, so so I absolutely agree with you 100% on that. And that, thanks for the great advice. I think those three tips are absolutely fabulous that you've just given. So if you had one tip, just one tip that you would actually give to an exhibition manager or marketing manager in charge of an exhibit on collecting data, what would that be?
Have your game plan in place and expand your reach beyond the show floor. You're using that. If you know your goals, you can feed and produce results that meet those goals and objectives if you expand outside your box.
Yeah.
Lead capture is not just about renting a scanner, standing in the booth and scanning a badge or a business card. It is a process and an experience. And if you build it into your company's DNA and unite your marketing and sales team to make that process seamless, the dividends that pay off are multiplied. And that's really my biggest tip, is step outside the box. If you do what you've always done, you're going to miss a huge opportunity to grow your company.
Yeah, brilliant. As always, I think we've run out of time. As I always say to my guests, okay, we could actually take all day and talk about these things, because obviously we're both very passionate about the exhibiting process and the data capture process and lead generation, of course. But so thank you very much for all your valuable advice. How can our listeners and viewers find you? How can they connect with you, Michelle?
Well, I'm going to make it real easy on everyone, being that I do what I do. So I'm going to change my background. And if you'd like to contact me, just go ahead and scan this QR code and you'll be able to experience one of our engagement games. I put together a fun one for you. It's called Whack-A-Logo. So if you like whack-a-mole, this will be fun. Scan the QR code and you'll be able to play a game, have a chance to see how you compete on the leaderboard. It is broken down into teams. So if you are a salesperson or a marketing person, pick the team that's appropriate for you and have a great time playing. And if you're interested in connecting with me at the end of your experience playing our lead capture game, you'll be able to fill out a little form asking for information from me to you. And I'll be glad to reach out and tell you more.
Absolutely fantastic, Michelle. You've just demonstrated everything that you just preached over the last half hour. So, yeah, great to see that. Obviously, you're using all your tools at your disposal. So that's brilliant. Thank you very much for your time. Really appreciate you taking the time out and coming and talking to us.
It's my pleasure.
And it's been absolutely fantastic to learn about everything that is, universal lead capture. So thank you very much. And I'll talk to you soon, and I'll see you on the trade show floor somewhere over the next 12 months, I hope.
It's always a pleasure, and I look forward to seeing you soon, Lee. Thank you.